Guys, welcome back to the Charles Hogan Experience.
Wow, we swapped seats.
Yeah.
Do you know why?
What's going on?
Nothing.
You had a good week?
And this is weird with Crispy watching.
Oh, Christian. Hey, buddy.
Hi, how are you?
Fine. Welcome back. You had a match at Polaris. Guys, everyone, Christian Osbeck, judo, fanatics.
Billionaire.
Billionaire, philanthropist. All around great guy.
Yeah.
Here you go.
I'm going to get roasted for the next 40 minutes. I can just tell.
Just go, mate. If it's mostly you speaking, you should be all right. Depends, I guess.
Thanks, man.
It could be self-inflicted.
I'll kick it off, guys. Remember, like, subscribe, YouTube, Spotify. Do all that. Top left-hand corner, top right-hand corner if you're listening on Spotify. Crispy had a Polaris match on the weekend. Give us some details. You won. You did some good throws. Tell us what happened. Go ahead.
Okie dokie. So, fought Shane Price, a very tough Welshman in his home country, which was fun. And yeah, I basically managed to throw him quite a few times. And yeah, it was quite fun. I was asked a couple of questions. So one of them was...
straight in.
Yeah, let's just get straight into it.
How did you make your first billion?
Prostitution.
What did you think of the match first, Owen?
Myself, Stormzy. I found it hilarious. I have never seen a man stand up more times after getting thrown. I mean, fair props to him for accepting Christian's bribery money to keep standing up for the entirety of the match.
No one was bribed. His strong suits are standing. It was just a fun fight.
Why did he agree to stand with you the whole fight?
Well, I mean, look, we saw each other in the morning.
Wow.
And I said to him,
fixed matches.
I'm not going to pull. He said, well, I'm not going to pull either. So we were like, cool.
WWE, like, call this man up.
Basically, you know, we're doing takedowns. We both kind of said we weren't pulling. I mean, that was stating the obvious. He made a nice little astute observation. Made an astute observation that I was going to be looking for the front leg foot sweep. So, yeah.
Yeah.
There was no bribery.
So you'll be teabagging Ronda Rousey soon with the bribe matches.
There was no bribery involved. Matches. We just said, like, we both knew it wasn't rocket science. No one was pulling.
All right, Mike. Yeah, no one was pulling, but after getting thrown 50 times, surely... Don't stand.
What are your thoughts on the match overall?
I had a great time watching it, I must say. I found Christian failing to hold it together very funny. The Cianagi at the end. What a time I had watching it. I was just laughing. I actually spoke to myself alone in my room in Austria. I said, there's no way as the Cianagi happened.
And
I was alone.
And just, he ended up on bottom under a rib choke.
It was the laughing after. And the fact that he just let him stand up and then they just continued the randori from standing.
So good. What is going on here? Oh, no, we're all good.
It's okay. Should we restart?
It's all good.
Should we restart?
No, it's fine.
Do you know what the thing with the CEO was that there was like... 6 seconds left. So
put your lips on Charles' lips.
So yeah, what's the worst that can happen? I turn for a seal. Let's assume he sinks in a fully locked in rear naked choke. 6 seconds, you're not going out in.
Five seconds.
No.
You can put someone to sleep in 2 seconds.
I agree, but with some sort of like hand fight, me dropping down, like even if he sunk it in with 5 seconds, I'll still okay.
It doesn't matter. That would still be an awful finish, a way to finish a match.
I agree, but if we're scoring it as Polaris does on 3 minute 20 second rounds, then I'm still ahead.
Yeah, fair enough.
So it was like, literally, I've got nothing to do. Let's do it. You know, I've got six seconds to hit a seal. Let's go.
Right. Well,
you know,
that's fair.
Thoughts on the other matches? We had Joey Chan.
Oh, yeah.
Levy Jones-Leary.
Feel like Chen could have been given more. I mean, everyone's saying this, obviously, but yeah, given more time to rest. Obviously, he was tired after the first one. Went into the second one. Maybe wasn't as sharp because, you know, he was kind of using this maybe to rest or something like that. And then he got caught out, got the back take, and then Levi's retention is just very good, keeping his hands outside his knees. And yeah, just keeping constant posts and pummeling his hand legs. He didn't have to do much really to, you can't really store from bottom either. So that was it. Just great retention from Levi following the back take.
PJ Barch.
Good strategy. Entertaining enough. Also defended all the bolos very well. I feel like the bolos are... not easy to defend, obviously, because it's Levi doing it. He's very good at them, but it's definitely more easy to just be negative and scoot away, give up the top position, and then stand up every time they try and wrestle up. The problem with the bolos is you're looking to get a seatbelt if they're seated or a back take with the body lock if they're standing. But yeah, PJ's just going to run away and fight the hands and reset.
Do you feel body bolos are way less threatening if you've got no leg attack coming off it and no wrestle up?
Yeah.
So I think that's the reality with Levi. He's got an amazing bolo. But for PJ, he was like, well, I don't mind leaving my leg in and trying to fuck off because he's not really going to chase the leg anyway.
Yeah.
And even if he does stand up, I'm just going to double leg him back down.
Yeah.
So I think it's way less threatening of a sequence. It's like, okay, cool, just don't get your back taken, leg it.
I feel like the problem with connecting bolos and heel hooks is that bolos are outside position and heel hooks are inside position. So it's pretty tough to connect them together in a way that doesn't leave gaps yet to be done.
Yeah.
Maybe a DVD coming. Maybe Shishinsky will put up a DVD.
He chains them together very well.
He fucking chains them.
Chainsaw.
Smokes.
Massacre. Go on, what questions you get? Let's take it away.
Okay, so for some reason I've got about 15 DMs asking if I want to fight Satoshi, to which point I would say yes if I can pull guard. Because, make no mistake, it's not going my way.
Don't pull guard, Chief.
He is a double Olympian, right? Jokes aside, he's bloody good.
But that's an entertaining match for you.
Yeah, no, I would love it.
No pulling guard. No guard pull.
I wouldn't pull guard, but to all the pseudo fans, don't expect anything heroic.
You're an Olympian in no-gi judo.
Do one, mate.
And actually real Olympics as well in football.
Do one.
Discus.
I bought him this t-shirt, all right? And now he's just insulting me. This amazing t-shirt.
Vietnam Warfare. I'm Dr. Phil. That's Dr. Osbeck. What can I say?
What other questions I get? I got one that was saying, what happened in the first throw? The one with the head spin. So just to quickly summarize that, he looked to cartwheel and I was looking to get my hips higher than his just to be able to kind of kill his counter. So if you both end up going high on Lucci and he's looking to counter and basically get his hips over mine to collapse the position, if I can get my hips over his and bump him over, I'll end up on top, which is why I ended up in the offside top position. You guys?
Very common question.
Go again.
More questions.
Let's see what I got. I got...
I'll check some.
The snap down. So why did the snap down look so big? Well, I felt that he was kind of like... Obviously, he's got a judo black belt and he's quite good at standing. So I could tell that he was getting ready to be quite light for the front leg foot sweep. And what that does is every time he's like kind of twitching a little bit when I'm almost showing like I'm going to go for the front leg foot sweep, he brings his foot back and I'm then looking to take the leg out from the inside and snap him down, basically using his own reaction. And I don't want to say fear, but more like, the twitch reaction of him thinking I'm going to come forwards with a foot sweep to bump his leg out from the inside using almost the lower part of the outside of my shin and my foot, and then making his foot and his head go to where the floor was. And that's why the snap looked so big.
Beautiful. What is the best way to improve spinal strength, mobility for BJJ? I would just start with the basic stuff first. Make sure you have a strong core and implementing core exercises into your routine. Side bending, rotation, flexion, and anti-extension, and even extension exercises. And then just getting really good at the basic stuff. Make sure you have a good squat. Make sure you learn how to hinge properly. So deadlifts and Romanian deadlift variations. And then you can start sprinkling in some extra stuff like adding in some Jefferson curls. Even like Zercher squats could be a great option for you to help build up the core. And you're just going to get some axle loading through the spine. Basically, you just want to get yourself as strong as possible, particularly in the hips, glutes, and through hinging movements, mate. Yeah, Jefferson. So to particularly improve the spinal mobility, I would say practice loaded flexion exercises. So shout out Jay Bell, shout out Electrum Performance. They love doing Zercher deadlifts, which I'm not really a big fan of, but I mean, you could use them if you like, or you could start doing some Jefferson curls to look to improve. Shout out Jefferson curls. I actually really do like that exercise to improve your hamstrings and spinal mobility. That will help. Big time.
Cool. I've got a question for Crispy. We need a response to Young Wesley's diss track last week.
I've heard it.
Okay.
We've all heard it. Basically, Young Wesley says that Crispy hasn't improved. And, I agree in some respects, but in other respects, Crispy has improved, in my opinion. But
you did agree to it. I agreed
to some of it, but to some of it, I disagreed.
Look, I think there is an element of like, have I just started playing bolos or something? Probably.
Charles gone off to do a line of coke.
So yeah, have I started playing bolos? No, right? But have I started to, I would say, refine and change my technique in terms of my jiu-jitsu? Yeah. Like I've worked my passing, my leg lock finishes, my heel hook defense, my this and that. So no, And if you do think that, you're a fool.
Ooh, young Wesley's a fool. Is he a fool, is he?
Hey, Wesley.
Fair enough. He was probably drunk. Man loves to drink. Okay. Any tips on making your first $1 billion? He's already put up an entire autobiography on that, so probably go check it out. Yeah, what was it like fighting in World War One? He's already done an autobiography, so probably just check that out.
How am I getting mocked by the masses? How was what?
World War One.
Oh, fuck off.
How did it feel to win the 2008 Judo Olympic gold medal?
How are we getting so many questions of such mockery?
Answer the question.
I was not in the 08 Olympics. I was not in Valencia.
We didn't even mention Valencia. The Cold War? How was the Cold War?
I have not been in any war ever. This is a joke.
What other professional sports have you played?
None.
Right, this is getting
you just take
very boring very quickly.
Yeah. I got a couple ones.
Okay.
I got some decent ones. Next one.
I was just going to rattle through them, but it's cool. If you're shy, mate, you don't have to answer any questions.
Actually, I've got a quick one for you. People are not respecting... I don't really know how you're going to answer them, but people are not respecting my submissions in the gym, EI, letting shit break. What do I do?
They're letting shit break in the gym.
Yeah, that's just what the question says. They're not respecting my submissions in the gym, i.e. letting shit break. What do I do?
It sounds like they're just not respecting their own limbs.
Yeah.
You don't need to respect anyone's submission. You just, if you tap, you're safe. And if you don't, you're not safe. And if this guy just keeps, it sounds like this guy's just breaking everyone's shit without giving them time. You gotta respect my submissions. Send us a video of you applying a submission in the gym slowly. Yeah. And then we'll believe you. But it just sounds like you're a bit of a cunt, to be honest.
Fair play.
Okay. Here's a question for Crispy, real one. Who is your favorite judoka of all time? And why is it Satoshi Ishii?
Shockingly, it's not. I'd say it's Ilias Iliadis.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
It's not Satoshi?
Nope, Iliadis. The guy was, look, number one, he competed, he competed for Greece.
He's
won Georgian. Olympic gold medal.
He's Georgian.
Initially, whatever, we got him. 17 years old, won the Olympics, 04.
Same with Cristiano Ronaldo's from Manchester.
Okay. But the bloke wore a Greek flag. He loved it. You know, he was Greek at heart. He was Greek at heart.
Yeah.
Actually, I've got one. I've actually got a question for Owen. Okay, so
I've got one. Being on camera for free.
I've got one for you, actually.
Go on.
When are you competing next?
I can't answer that.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, great. It's not public info yet.
Hasn't even told us. Don't even know. Great.
Yeah. I definitely have one after August, which will be the BJJ Ocean Pro. That's not announced yet, but that'll be a 10K prize money thing. There's trialists. I'm going to skip the trial stages because I'm a fucking legend, and they'll just put me in for the quarterfinals.
When's the next match and how many months' time? A month away.
5 months so far.
Oh, okay, great. That's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's not announced.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
There's an event. Yeah.
An event happening in America.
Is a group training setting for S&C effective as 1-to-1? Is 2 days a week effective for S&C? Yes. Group training is very effective. We spoke about it last time. Training with your friends in a group is one of the best ways to keep yourself accountable to the gym, providing that your friends are going to be as consistent as you are going to the gym. If you're a coach, yes, you can still be very effective with your coaching in a group training environment. I would say groups of 1-to-5 is probably best. Once it starts getting over 1-to-5, the quality of coaching is going to go down because there's just too many people in the room. That's what I would say to that. Is 2 days of S&C effective? Yes, it certainly is.
All right, real question for Crispy. This isn't on the thing. How useful is a toe point for judo? Because jokes aside, it is pretty important to be able to toe point. Not only for hooking people's legs properly at the end of a harai, but also for getting that extra lift. And you fucking love a toe point, right? Look at you now. Go on, lift them up again. Don't be shy. That's how you were.
All right, that is how it was. No, the reality is toe point is great. You do need to know how to toe point. The reason why is the more surface area contact you have with the floor, the less you're able to move. So if my foot is flat and I go to, let's say, rotate my hips or my feet, I'm going to have way more friction, so I'm going to move it a lot slower, or I'm not going to be able to move it at all. Whereas if I'm on the kind of the point of my toe, I can also swivel my foot left to right and then subsequently move my hips. If I want to try and hip throw someone, I want my feet to look the opposite way so my hip can travel.
And how do you deal with that toe point and less friction whilst on the RGA mats?
Then I'd give myself a little bit more, let's say, flat-footedness.
Right? Yeah.
And I also tend to clench my feet around the mat.
Clenching.
Everything is clenched. Owen says I toe point from the eyebrows down.
Full body toe point.
I do have a good toe point, to be fair.
Full body.
Yeah. Great. Full body. All right, I got one here, actually. Dream matchup. So
here we go. You answer this first, Charles.
Yeah. What would your dream matchup be?
Gordon Ryan.
Not Sayoun.
Steven Sayoun, he wouldn't fucking last a chance. He knows how the fucking matches go, don't you, Steve?
Bloody Steve. Hell.
Yeah, be Gordon Ryan.
Why?
Have a matchup with the greatest of all time.
Surely that's Steven Sayoun would also be the greatest of all time in his field.
You liked that one, didn't you?
Stevie.
Yeah, I would say...
Stevia.
Stevia. Gordon Ryan.
Blocked. You haven't nice knowing you, Steve.
You haven't been blocked yet.
No, I will be.
Yeah, Gordon Ryan for me.
Sunday this comes out, I'll be blocked Sunday.
You? Crispy?
Dream matchup?
Yeah.
Dream matchup?
It can't be Satoshi Ishii.
That would be a dream matchup. I would also love maybe like Iliadis and Nogi. That would be fun. But obviously doesn't do that. Dream matchup... For me, I'm trying to think actually. Yeah, obviously Gordon would be great to just have a crack.
Young Wesley after the dissing last podcast.
Wes, you're mine. Yeah. I'm trying to think actually. I don't know what my dream matchup is. What's yours?
No, don't. Probably Stormzy. Someone who's really famous and won't stand a chance. That sounds fucking good to me. Honestly, I don't want hard matches. I want easy matches. And if they're hard matches, I'll be happier when I win. But really what counts is getting loads of money for winning a match. Yeah, fair play. Yeah, dream match. Who wants hard matches? Don't lie to yourself.
I kind of want to get a couple of the MMA fighters.
That's I would like thing. To win a hard match, but obviously, yeah, in that case, it would always just be Gordon, wouldn't it? I guess, yeah, Gordon, win or lose, you're on the booze, right? So Gordon, it'd have to
Craig,
be Gordon.
Something like that.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Nah, because Craig wouldn't torture you, but you wouldn't get much of a say. He'd probably just, you know, flying triangle or quick finish. He's a fan of a quick finish. They say he finishes second, but Gordon Ryan would punish you, but you can just lie there like a cadaver and just...
Has anyone ever seen the IBJJF match he did where he was like 64 points up and then finishes the world's slowest armbar?
Anyone? I've seen that, yeah.
That was the equivalent of suffering.
He's fucking good, yeah.
Yeah, funny story about that fat fella. He runs Quest FL in Greece, or he's one of the guys that runs it, so he actually used to pay me.
Oh, wow.
For competing on that.
Crispy, you can answer this. Is it possible for an MMA athlete who's making a comeback at the age of 30 to make it to the UFC?
Modestus. Modestus has done it. Modestus is your bloke. He had his knee kicked in by... Khalil Roundtree.
That was so savage. He's fine now as well. He's doing backflips. He can do everything. I asked him, I was like, how's your knee? He said it's 100%.
He basically got his shit kicked in from Khalil Roundtree. I think he tore most of the stuff in his knee, went back to Cage Warriors, beat three guys back to back fairly quick, and then went back to the UFC. I'm trying to think who else has done a successful comeback. GSP did it, but doesn't really count. I mean, he came back years later.
Paige is now in the UFC and he's above 30.
But he's talking about a comeback. He's never like been gone.
What's a comeback?
Comeback is like you've maybe got like cut. Sent or cut out of the UFC, or you suffered a long-standing injury, come back, and then you're just, I'm back on it.
Yeah, Conor McGregor, I'm back on it.
I can't say it. But what I'm thinking though is, who won the most recent TUF?
No, was it Tim Elliott? No, it wasn't Tim Elliott.
Because the recent TUF was all the comeback guys versus all the noobs. And I'm pretty sure the noobs got fucked up like every single
they
one.
Lost every single
it
one.
Was Connor's guys. So whoever that is definitely managed to come back.
The guy that they had, the guy that fought Jed from ADCC, the Irish fella who fought Jed. Like
he
3 years ago.
Well, he won it. He didn't win.
Lee
he
Hammond.
Lost. Yeah, he lost it.
Yeah, he lost. They all lost. But every noob got smoked.
But he actually did very well, Lee Hammond. He was dominating. He had some nice passing, excellent tripod passing.
He got guillotined, didn't he? What did he do?
He got guillotined or something like that. Late. It was just a... He was dominating and he just got foolishly beaten. Like, just caught. Unlucky. Unlucky. Would have been a great flag flyer for jiu-jitsu.
Do you have a question?
Yeah, I'll go.
How would you reduce S&C to 20% that gets 80% gains for your average hobbyist? Steroids. Obviously steroids. I would say look at the... it depends what you mean by 20%. You could just reduce the amount of exercise that you're doing. You'd be doing the hypertrophy cluster sets where you're doing 8 sets of 5, then move that to 10 sets of 4, 12 sets of 3. And you could literally just choose a couple of exercises that you do that with. And there you go.
We're doing 100 sets of 1.
Yep.
It's working well.
I don't know. Just stop being a lazy cunt. Just get to the gym 2-3 times a week. Just cut the sessions down. You know, if you're really struggling with it, 45-60 minutes, get some pliers in, get some core movements in, get a squat in, get a hinge in, get some bench, some pushing, pulling exercises in. You're good. Single leg. That's it. Done. Take away, Flanny. You got a question?
I've got loads, mate. Most of them are kind of fake questions. But anyway, how did Crispy feel when the loudest cheer at Polaris was him getting taken down?
No, it's quite fun. That was why I laughed. That was actually the laugh, because I was literally like, there's 10 seconds left. I was contemplating a backflip off the ankle pick.
Yeah.
And then I just basically pushed
it. Never done a backflip in your life, so that would be a first. Yeah, man, that's a really nice spelling, Marlboro Red. Fucking love those.
No, what I...
Smoking.
I initially was like, can I do a backflip? And then I was like, shit, I can't.
I can't do a backflip. I forgot. I've literally never done one in my life.
I've done backflips before.
Okay,
but I've just... It's been a while. And then I was like, is this the time to try? Probably not. So then he basically got like the sweep off the high single. And I come back up. Cute, man. Anyway, I come back up and everyone's going like mental. And I'm literally sitting there going, I've snapped him. I've hip thrown him twice. No one's made a sound. You hear a pin drop. Even Dan Strauss in the commentary was like, it's hilarious. Yeah. Not a single person has made a noise. And then crowd goes mental. I was like, oh, great.
There's another question. When are you going to learn something on the ground? Nice judo.
That is backhanded as fuck.
Answer the question.
I do know stuff on the ground, but the reality is, I will definitely have to use it in the next one. I'd said to myself, like, look, if I needed to finish this off and, you know, it was tastier on the feet than I thought I could handle, then I would have probably looked to, you know, go for an armbar, go for a triangle, go for some, you know, sort of control. But I thought, you know what? I'm enjoying this. It's very rare that I get to have a fight on the feet. Most people pull guard against me. So I thought, let me savor the 10 minutes and give everyone a fun show before everyone gets back to guard pulling.
I thought it was a fun show. What's a good way to keep your neck safe while false reaping?
That's just an inverting question, essentially. Inverting question. I would say the more hamstring flexibility you have, the lower you can keep your hips and have your feet closer to your face. So if you improve your hamstring flexibility, your butt can go further out horizontally and you'll get more, you know,
purchase.
Your legs will be able to go closer to your face without having to curl your spine more.
Fair play.
Thanks.
Great answer.
I love jiu-jitsu. Okay.
So I've actually got asked the question in a conversation. It's for me and Owen. What do me and Owen think of Charles's jiu-jitsu?
I really enjoy it. It's a shame one of us kept getting injured, but our rounds were going so well before. It was like really intense. Quite close to comp rounds in terms of the concentration and timing required. So I appreciated that, but very risky in terms of health. Probably for both participants, but yeah.
I think there's times where I've kind of maybe missed training MMA, and Charles reminds me just how fun it can be. Often most rounds will start with a slap to the head or some sort
of... It's more like a palm strike to the face followed up with an elbow series.
Yeah.
Those were good though.
What else? Sometimes the neck checks just for no reason are quite awakening, especially at 11 a.m. Like you'll start, you'll touch hands, and then it's straight. Just quiet.
Steven Seagal. It's a fucking good move.
It's interesting. It's a good move. Especially 11 a.m.
I really enjoyed it. I actually think that, especially on the Roger mats, when you escape mount, it's very hard to hold mount sometimes. Just when you do like half Turkish get up, bridging pushes. Joseph Chen was struggling to hold your mount, mate. Sort of. Because there's no grip on the floor and, yeah. You know, you can just slide pretty easily with a bench press and then you have to like clear the grips and float on top with your legs at the same time. It's pretty hard to hold.
In all honesty, I have to give you credit because Charles has improved. He's now added the kind of foot to the gooch element to his game, which he didn't have before. Now it's more of a concentrated stomp, whereas before he would just tap. Now he'll usually stomp your balls before tapping, which is a nice addition.
You actually haven't tapped me on the legs in a very long time.
Let's start with that.
Yeah, let's start with that. It's true for me. Don't be like that for the camera. My mount defense has gotten
feels more comfortable in the gimp suit.
Yeah, good. Yeah, yeah. Keep covering up. Let people know that you don't tap me on the legs very often anymore. You don't.
Very often.
I literally just escape, and you freak out. Oh fuck.
How's your foot?
Owen did that. Yeah, that wasn't you.
Yeah. Buy my DVD. Subscribe to my Patreon, whatever.
Oh, what are you doing in the Patreon now?
Oh,
actually,
yeah.
Come back. How are rounds going together now? I'm enjoying them.
Yeah, they're good now. I feel like there are times when maybe you're not spazzing and you should, though.
Yeah.
You know?
We'll get there.
I think what was happening before was that you were in spaz mode from the beginning, which is fine, but it's hard for both to... especially on the slippery mats, to keep it controlled. But when you're like escaping positions, a bit of chaos is what you need. You know, you want a bit of chaos to make it hard. Yeah, to make it hard to concentrate. So, and now I feel like it's almost not enough spaz. So maybe you should just save the spaz for when you're in bad positions, then you'd be very hard to submit. If you always have enough energy to submit someone or to defend a good submission series, then you'll be very hard to submit and you'll be deadly.
That's the advice that I needed here.
That's the advice, yeah. I think like everyone needs to hear that. But yeah.
Great.
It's hard to be a good sub-only guy, but not necessarily positionally good.
What's Patreon? Chat to us about that. What's going on? All right,
basically, I'm going to upload vids. It's going to be more like tailored to what people want, so people can write in questions. It might be rolling footage. It might be roasting someone's rolling footage that they sent in. I'm not going to do a super serious one because that's gay, right? But we'll do like a, you know, pretty serious one. Like I'll answer to the best of my ability. I like to steal a lot of other people's stuff, so you know, you can be assured that it won't just be stuff that I've made up. And
lots of stealing.
Yeah, stealing. It's pretty cheap, 15 quid a month. I don't know what that is in your currency if you're not from the UK, but it's cheap, like $20. And yeah, just do little techniques and stuff that maybe haven't been puts explicitly on other DVDs, or like more like conceptual stuff that you can just talk about for a bit longer. There'll be like 5-minute videos, 10-minute videos. That's quite long, to be fair. There'll be breakdowns and there'll be, yeah, shorter videos as well. Like I feel like technique videos don't always have to be 5 to 10 minutes. It's better if it's just like 1 minute, 1 minute and a half. You can just instantly go out and implement it. Yeah, that's it.
Fair blame.
Buy it.
Any more questions?
Me.
All right, so this is the, I got asked it, but we'll go to everyone. Would you rather fight, so let's assume the skill level is the same.
Someone that's, seven ducks.
Let's assume the skill level is the same. Would you rather fight someone that is older and experienced, or younger and cavalier?
Younger and cavalier.
You'd rather fight someone
for
younger.
For a one match, yeah. If it's like consistently training in the room, I'd rather train with someone older and experienced. But if I just want to finish them as quick as possible, a younger, more cavalier guy. Yeah, an older experienced guy will be a long way to finish them. Like, imagine.
No, we're assuming the skill level is the same.
Oh.
Yeah, so not like, oh.
But what does experience mean in that case?
I think what they were implying was, let's say, for example, would you fight a guy, would you rather fight a guy that was, let's say, M1 and pretty good, or like a 20-year-old who's pretty good?
But if their skill level is the same, you can't say that one is more experienced but has the same skill level. Experience is skill.
Yeah, but
what
also,
does experience mean if not skill?
I guess experience is...
You can't argue with that. That is... Can't argue with that.
I think experience has maybe been around the block more, seen more things, i.e. they both... I mean, no, they both pose a certain level of danger because the young guy will spaz more. He'll be a bit more like aggressive on stuff. Maybe the older guy's a bit slower paced but has been around the block more.
But being around the block more, specify what that means. He's seen more techniques.
Competed more. Doesn't mean he's won more. As such. But competed more.
And as such.
Yeah, but it's his application of technique that we're discussing, not having...
That's literally skill. No, that is literally the definition of skill.
To an extent, but if he's seen more stuff, doesn't mean he can apply it. It just means he's more aware to it.
This is a stupid question.
Yeah, being more aware to it is basically the same as having the skill. I mean, recognizing the move is like half the move anyway. So I would definitely... I would definitely rather fight someone who's older, given they're the same skill level.
Why does no one use footlock counter to body triangle? I get a lot of success with them.
I do. What, from a bolo?
From a body lock triangle. How do you footlock someone from?
It's the one where you sit on the side. It's like terrible. You know when
a shin lock?
Yeah, like you know when you got the body triangle, and sometimes they fall to that side, and your leg gets trapped, and you try and arch in. Is that?
That's just not a good move. Yeah, that doesn't work.
I think it means that one.
Click on his. If he's a black belt, we need to listen to him. If he's just a random noob, then we can disregard it. I honestly think all the stuff where you submit people where they're on your back is just bullshit. And spending any time doing that is just going to be a waste of time. Unless you can show me some empirical data, you know, some actual rounds where...
Oh, he is a brown belt.
Oh. Okay, yeah, but who's he applying it to? That doesn't mean anything.
I mean, hey,
look, he's doing pliers just like you, chow.
If you're applying it to a white belt, then it just means they don't recognize actual danger.
Yeah, show us some comp footage of you doing it on good people, and I'll believe it. We're open-minded here. I don't have preference for techniques. I just like techniques that work. If you're telling me this works, show me, my friend. Show me someone who is good. Not someone who is shit at heart.
Send the video in and we can
roast it.
Owen can
we
put
can
it up
roast.
On, yeah, yeah. Send the video to Owen and he'll put it up on his Patreon. I'll do a breakdown of it.
100% I'll do that, man.
Yep, he will. He's committed to it now.
I've definitely agreed to that and I'll never break my promises.
You fucking better not.
That's one thing I can promise. Chief? Well, if it's 5, I have to go.
It's 5:15.
Well, I have to go.
There it is. See you later,
wow,
guys.
That was autistic.
Guys, remember, like, subscribe, YouTube, Spotify, do all that.
It's like a family dinner. Crispy has to wait to speak again.
You will get your your chance. You have instructionals. You have a Patreon now.
Patreon.
All these paywalls to pay you to do stuff.
We'll still be doing technique tip of the week, fellas. Oh, so relax. We'll still be answering. Yeah, we do. Oh, it's open mat tomorrow, so it's even better. We'll do a quick one.
Open mat?
Ogiwai.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, and I might have to go to Italy in the morning. We'll have to check that. I don't know when the flight is. Seminar in Venice.
You should figure that out. Yeah, anyway,
lucky
guys,
me.
You sell instructionals. I sell strength programs. Let's hear
That's it. No one has
boss.
Anything else to say, right?
Oh, that's it.
Good to see you.
Yeah.
Cool. Go on, Crispy.
Amazing. Buy my DVD. I would be a very happy boy. Seminars, I'm now doing them. I have some time until the next... fight, which I think will be in about 2.5 months.
Give us your crypto picks. Go.
I will not be giving.
What are you going to teach at the seminar?
I'm going to be doing basically stand up for Nogi. Okay, so I'm going to go through wrestling and judo sequences. So that seems to be the current meta. Feel free to shout for a seminar.
How do we do that? How do we shout you out?
The Wizard of Ozbeck on Instagram, or feel free to just DM me if you got my number. WhatsApp me.
Do you want his number? I'll put his number on the link below.
Yeah. How many
thousands of pounds for a 20-minute seminar?
I'm pretty sure you, at one point, you were doing like a seminar for like 600 quid and a sockeye salmon.
You got to start somewhere, mate. We can't all have billionaire families. Yeah. So, like,
price upon request and location determinant. All right.
Ooh, technicalities. Is there a contract we have to sign, or do you just show up and do it?
Just an NDA.
No contract.
He's got tears in his eyes.
Why do I have tears in my eyes? I can see them
well enough. Why do you want to go and make stars in their eyes? Right, yeah. Crispy.
Seminars, DVDs, buy my stuff.
Guys, remember, like, subscribe, do all that. See you later. Good to see
You'll
you.
You'll never see this again. The Wizard will never do this for free again.
Yeah. That's it. I might even put this podcast out, to be fair.
Yeah, let's not. That'd be so funny. Yeah. What a waste of time.